back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Kelsey Collier-Wise is the new mayor of Vermilion. We've invited her to In the Moment to talk about the city as it continues with other South Dakota cities dealing with COVID-19. In Vermilion, the University of South Dakota students are expected to arrive on campus next month, and we'll also take the opportunity to ask her about Vermilion's home rule charter conversation as that's ongoing. Kelsey Collier-Wise, thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Lori.
Now, you took over as mayor at a very complicated and sad time for Vermilion at the loss of their previous mayor. Tell me a little bit about how that transition has been for the people of Vermilion.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was already a difficult time, obviously, in our community because of the pandemic and trying to respond to that. But our longtime mayor, Jack Powell, who was in his third term, was fairly ill. And so I had been filling in a little bit more and more, and he had made the decision to step down to deal with his health issues. But then the day that he was going to resign, he passed away. So it was, you know, something that I knew was going to happen, but it looked a lot different than what I expected. And so we were dealing with a pandemic and then also the loss of our leader and someone who is really beloved. And so it's been a little bit bittersweet in moving into this leadership role, but I think that I've done my best to make Jack proud and obviously miss him a lot, but we're able to continue a lot of the things that were important to him.
Yeah. And I don't want to change the subject too abruptly, but I feel like both of us might start crying if we go on this path a little too much. But what did you learn from him? I mean, what are some of the things that you said, I will take this aspect of his leadership to heart, and this is the kind of mayor I will be?
Jack was really great about, you know, giving people a chance to, you know, air their opinions and without judgment or without creating conflict. You know, he was good at being very calm but firm. He also, you know, would always rely a lot on our city staff who are really talented, you know, ask their opinions, try and figure out, you know, what makes the most sense from their experience. And just, you know, he had a very calm leadership style that I've really tried to emulate. But he also ran a really efficient meeting. he did not let people get off track. And anybody who's been in long government meetings can really appreciate that, I think.
That's a skill. Let's talk about Vermilion today, and sort of we're in this unusual space where, you know, things never close down, but we're trying to keep you know, local businesses supported, and now you're trying to make decisions and knowing that college students might come back. What's important to the people of Vermilion today? What are you hearing the most when you're listening to people? Are they anxious about the virus? Are they anxious about the economy? Both? What seems to be the word on the street?
I think both of those things. You know, we have kind of a unique situation. You know, we are a college community, and even more than some of the other communities with residential institutions, you know, USD really dominates Vermilion. So a lot of the folks are employed at USD, and so that's always going to be a huge part of all the conversations. It also means that generally during the summer, it's kind of a lull time anyway, you know, in our town and for a lot of our businesses. And so that's been good and bad. It's meant that some of the issues that they're facing have been exacerbated, but also that their expectations were already a little bit different than maybe in some of the other communities. So there's a lot of concern about what happens when the students come back and what does that look like and how are we going to deal with that? And, you know, how can we create a culture of safety? But also, you know, how can we make as much opportunity for safe economic activity as possible so that things can stay open and people aren't scared to come out? You know, I mean, I think that's been a big conversation, that it's not just a matter of open or closed. It's also a matter of people feeling comfortable actually, you know, utilizing those services or buying those products. So, you know, we've got some outdoor seating that we just added. We've really been pushing, you know, take out our Vermilion Chamber and Development Corporation created something called Victory Bonds, Vermilion Victory Bonds, which were gift cards, again, to try and support businesses at a time when they might not be able to do as much business, kind of an investment in the future, just like the Victory Bonds in World War II. And so just trying to figure out those outside of the box ways of addressing both the economic impacts and the safety concerns.
Which goes back to, you know, one of the challenges of this has been, you know, this sort of ongoing debate that becomes sort of politicized about personal freedom and what I'm forced to do, and then also what, you know, what I should do out of courtesy to other people. When you make that connection to a World War II effort, you really are sort of calling on people to say, we understand that you are making a sacrifice, but this sacrifice is for a reason, which is very similar to what we were told, what, you know, Americans were told back in that time. Talk a little bit about the Home Rule Charter and some of the conversations you are having about how you make decisions for Vermilion that have really come to light as you know, an issue that needs to be discussed more deeply after the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I think, you know, the home rule idea had been discussed many times in the past, but had really started to take on some momentum even before COVID. I mean, our home rule committee had been meeting for quite a while, even before. And it really came out of a feeling of, you know, Vermilion, I believe, is a progressive and innovative community. And when we are limited to only being able to do those things that are explicitly spelled out in state law, it doesn't allow us to go forward with things that maybe just haven't been considered yet, or things that are that kind of pop up that we need to address. You know, we would have to wait for the legislature to meet and explicitly give us that authority to be able to address those things. And so, you know, we really feel like we're a community that can think outside the box and can come up with these innovative approaches to things, and we wanted the freedom to do that. And then I think, you know, with COVID response, there's some examples, you know, with the ability to respond to emergencies without having to wait for the state to explicitly say, this is how you can respond to the emergencies, that I think has made that even more clear that that's something we want to do. And people ask for, you know, specific examples, what are you going to do with home rule? And I think the idea of home rule is it's not about, you know, a specific agenda. It's about being able to make decisions that make the most sense for this community in a timely manner and not having to always wait for the state to address those.
In a university community, particularly, you have, you know, professors, you have international students, you have young people coming from all over the world and across the state. There must be a lot of innovative ideas sort of knocking about. It'd be interesting to sort of see what Vermilion would decide to do. What are you optimistic about in the days ahead as we still are in the midst of this pandemic and really a lot coming up with students coming back to school to be dealt with? But do you have moments of, you know, I'm looking forward to this for the city? This is something that we want for our future.
I do. I mean, I have a lot of hope. You know, this is a community that comes together and takes care of each other. My day job is as the executive director of United Way here, and we have so many projects that we've worked on during the last few months. Even as we are officially closed, we're still out doing things. They're doing a huge food giveaway just today, and there's people just right outside my door moving, you know, boxes of food around. And so I see that every day, that the work in this community always gets done. You know, there have been parades that have come together in 2 days, you know, just because people wanted to be able to go out and see each other. We had an amazing downtown Juneteenth chalking event where everybody came out in their masks and were together but safe. And those are the kinds of things that give me hope that even though I think that we've got some tough times, honestly, ahead of us, that we've got the fortitude and the unity to get through it. So that's what makes me hopeful.
Kelsey Collier-Wise is the new mayor of Vermilion. Thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate your time. Hope to talk to you again.
Thanks, Laurie. Take care.